It's Wednesday, January 14th, and here's some of the news beyond the headlines. At least 11 civilians are dead in eastern Ukraine after a shell struck a bus at an army checkpoint on Tuesday. The incident took place in a town south of Donetsk, which has for months been the scene of intense clashes between Ukrainian forces and pro-Russia rebels. A new ceasefire signed last month offered a lull in violence over the holidays, but fighting has resumed. Global leaders have so far failed to help the two parties cement a permanent truce. Russia is using road safety as an excuse to expand its assault on the country's LGBT community. The Kremlin claims mental disorders are causing traffic accidents, so it's banned transsexual and transgender people from driving. Other groups determined to be unfit for driving include fetishists, exhibitionists, voyeurs, as well as people addicted to gambling and shoplifting. In 2013, Russia made the promotion of, quote, non-traditional lifestyles illegal. Psychologists and activists say the new controls are discriminatory and discourage people from seeking support if they need it. The measles outbreak that began at two Disney amusement parks in California last month has been linked to nearly two dozen other cases, proving it truly is a small world after all. Public health officials had claimed measles had been eradicated in the US back in 2000, but the disease returned with a vengeance last year, with the highest number of reported cases in Orange County, where Disneyland is located. The US Centers for Disease Control blamed the recent spike on a decline in child vaccinations. New cases have been reported in Washington State, Colorado, and Utah. Measles causes fever, rash, cough, and red, watery eyes. Health officials maintain vaccination is the best way to stave off infection. Ecotourism is boosting the economy of Cambodia's remote island. A slump in the fishing and logging industries has left locals itching to join the budding tourism trade. Song Sa is a private island resort marketed to wealthy visitors. It's been mostly built out of locally sourced materials, including wood salvaged from old fishing boats. A water recycling system ensures nothing harmful reaches the sea. Locals make up 90% of the resort staff, and guests are encouraged to donate to programs aimed at community development and environmental protection. Song Sa's founders hope their model sets an example for other developers as tourism to Cambodia continues to swell by double digits every year. Check out the Vice News YouTube channel for more original reporting and documentaries from around the world.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
It's the Bob Tuscan Show. We're so glad to have you. I got a special guest tonight. I'm excited about this. This should be fun. April Bowden joins us. April Bowden, of course, the famous activist, writer, and talk show host from, what's it called, Truth or Talk now?
That's what it's called. Truth or Talk.
Just checking. Wasn't it something else before, though, and you switched it over or something?
Well, we used to have, the show was Truth or Talk, and then our website was Truth or Tease, because we were going to have a t-shirt business alongside of it, but we ended up just with one t-shirt and the show ended up taking over. So we had multiple names and now it's just the show. So
the show. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't even know why I call this the Bob Tuscan Show, because at the end of the day, it's not about me. So it's just the show.
You're the host though, no?
I guess so. Sometimes depends. I mean, right. I try. But there's a lot going on in the world, and you are taking notes, so to speak, and you're also teaching from your experiences. Of course, you have a blog on the birth of your second son and your experience with that. I believe you still have that blog going, right?
I do. Aiden's Recovery. It's aidensrecovery.blogspot.com. That's where they can read about it. My last article I wrote a little while ago in November, the end of November, about the birthing industry. So I've been kind of taking that on a little bit, because as I mentioned to you just before the show, I have a baby, 4-month-old baby. And so, but Aiden was born in the traditional hospital setting or a non-traditional. That's what the mainstream medical will tell you, that that's the traditional, but it's not. That's the untraditional way. And so he was born in a hospital, and he was then later vaccine damaged, as we talked about the last time I was on your show. But I think that, you know, everything that goes on in this, underneath this medical industrial complex, is kind of setting the stage for disease and setting the stage for people to have neurological problems and things like that.
Sure.
And this, last time I had a baby, because as I was telling you, I just had a baby 4 months ago, and we didn't go that way. I went and did the birth center with the midwife and all of that. And so it became very blaringly apparent how much they put you through. And so that's what the latest article is about.
I can't wait to talk more about that. I want to set the stage, though, because I want people to understand why this is an important conversation. Because if they're just tuning in, they might be in the mode of listening to talk about the latest false flag in France or whatever geopolitical issue, or some guy who wants to poison John Boehner and thinks he's, you know, the devil, or, you know, is it Boehner or is it Boehner? It's
I don't
Boehner,
really know.
Right?
Boner? Yeah, he'll always be Boner to me.
He's definitely a Boner. You know, there's a lot of things we could be talking about, but one of the reasons why I think this is an important discussion is because it's the beginning. It's the beginning. And if you think about it, the eugenicists out there, they have this idea that us, the useless eaters, need to be culled, that we need to be slowly killed and damaged from birth. And there's a number of different aspects of that. And a lot of it has to do with the implementation of trauma from the early age of being born. And that trauma factors into the big picture of mind control and of everything else that we talk about. So this is a big picture discussion that starts before birth and at birth. So that's why I think this is an important discussion to have. So if you don't like this discussion, if you think we're a bunch of crazy people on the radio talking about a boring thing like birth, then turn the frickin' radio off.
But how can birth be boring?
You're right. I mean, I can see how birth can be traumatic for so many people.
Sure.
And that's going to be a big part of this discussion, I believe. But at the end of the day, it's so important. It really sets the stage, as I was just doing with this preface. And I think that if we take a closer look at what's commonplace in today's world with the birthing industry and the birthing practices at the hands of hospitals, then we'll start to understand exactly why people are in the state of mind they are many of times, and also the direction we're headed as a society. As a culture, as a race, or whatever you want to call it, and I talked about this, April, at my first talk at the second talk at the Free Your Mind conference in 2013. My talk was called "The Birth of a Free Mind," and I talked about my experience, which I don't want to take the stage because I want to talk to you, obviously. But in short, just for you to hear, we planned an all-natural birth and. Just like you were, we were completely equipped with all the knowledge ahead of time. It was really cool to be able to know and be in control and know that you're not going to vaccinate and know that you're not going to submit yourself to these DNA tests for their databases. So you're not going to submit yourself to the HIV fraud test.
Right.
And the list goes on and on and on. And even with all of that information that we had and that, you know, preparedness, we still had to transfer to the hospital after 35 plus hours of labor.
Oh, wow.
So here I am, an activist, a radio host, a loudmouth, an asshole. Oops, I'm not supposed to say that on the radio. Pardon my language, folks. But I, even with all of this information, was forced in the most vulnerable point of my life, in a sense, and my wife's life, to be stuck in the belly of the beast and take on the allopathic medical industrial complex head on. And the second we got there, where's the HIV status? Where's the HIV status? And are we going to do this? Are we going to do that? You know, C-section, C-section, C-section. And we were saying, no, no, no. Vaccination, no. You know, even the things like vitamin K and all this other craziness. If I wasn't prepared with some of the information we'll outline tonight, I can only imagine what people get railroaded into doing that aren't nearly as prepared as I was. And I was overly prepared, and it still was a struggle and very difficult to pursue and to persevere, rather.
Yeah.
So that was my experience, and of course, if people want to hear about this, I talk about it in great detail, again, in my lecture at the Free Your Mind Conference. But what, in your mind, are the positive ways of going about this, and what we're avoiding? And I guess it's kind of the same old deal, where we have to focus on the root of the problem and kind of outline what we don't want in order to know what we do want. And I'll let you kind of walk us through your experience tonight and flesh that out. And we'll also talk a little bit about other topics as well with April tonight. April, the website, truthertalk.com, right?
That's it.
Okay, truthertalk.com. And you got the Conspiracy Realist shirt on there? Last time I checked.
We got that. We got our essays, our archive shows, and we air it weekly at UCY.tv.
Awesome.
And on Sundays.
Sunday nights or yep. Sunday in the day?
2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern.
Perfect. That's a great time. All right. So we'll pick it up, April, when we come back, and we'll hit on all that. I want to hear about your experience, and we'll also touch on Aiden a little bit and let people know. I saw a very powerful video the other day you put out. The title was probably one of the most catchy and in-your-face titles that I've ever seen, and hopefully it'll wake people up. We'll be right back. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
Tuscan Show.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible. Just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
USA.org introduces 3 brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at hempusa.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times are tough, all right.
It's the future. It is the future, ladies and gentlemen, and it begins somewhere, and it begins at birth for many of us, and even before that, and we could talk about conscious conception and that sort of stuff. But we're talking with April Bowden tonight, and she just had a baby, and baby's doing great, April?
Yeah, she's doing great.
Awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about your lead up to this birth, and you know what you had uncovered and researched and learned from your son's birth, and let's kind of set the stage, as you alluded to, as being the title of your recent article, and kind of take it from there.
Yeah, the title of the article is "Birthing in America: Setting the Stage for Autism," because my second son has a diagnosis of autism, which occurred. I mean, he started to have those symptoms and signs of regression after he was vaccinated as a toddler. But I do believe that there is some setting the stage prior to that and sort of leaving children to be very, very vulnerable. And that's what I wrote about in the article. I wrote about the experience of having gone through just the way that you're set to go through a regular hospital birth. And I think most women do it because they just don't even have the concept of other options. Find yourself pregnant and you're going to go, these hospital bills are between $10,000 to $100,000, depending on how much you need to have done, not to mention your prenatal care and all of that. And so but all that's covered by your insurance company. So really it's not you in charge of how you deliver. It's just in whatever gets covered is what you end up doing. So that's where I don't think a lot of women have that much thought into it, because they just don't feel that it's any other way as an option to them. So you go through this process and it begins with just being very stressful from the start, because you're sitting in a doctor's office. It's very uncomfortable. They put you through these exams, which I later found were had no medical benefit. So they'll have you lie down on an uncomfortable table. You take your clothes off. You're wearing a paper dress. And you spread, and then they put, metal objects in your body and put their hands and feel around. Well, after doing years of, or after finding myself pregnant this last time, I researched all that, and it turned out that there wasn't any medical benefit to it. There's no known increase. It doesn't better the outcome of the child, doesn't better the outcome of the birth. And the reason I looked into it was because my midwife never did that. And I thought, why doesn't she do that? The doctor, she's never once, tried to examine me like that. And so I was curious, and I looked into it, and it turned out that there wasn't any medical benefit to it. And the other thing was ultrasounds. They had put us through a lot of ultrasounds. Well, my first son, we went the traditional or the medical industrial complex way, and it was somewhat traumatic. There was some incidents there, but it was the second one with Aiden that was really, really traumatic. And the reason being is because nothing was wrong with us. He was fine, I was fine. But I'm not a big person. I have a fairly small stature. I'm 5'2", and he was a 9-pound, 9-ounce baby. So my uterus was a little bit extended. And so at the end of the pregnancy, when I started to show signs of carrying a large baby, they started putting me through a tremendous amount of stress, having me go take all these ultrasounds and just to figure out why is it so big. I don't know why that was a problem or why they thought that that would be a problem, because I had none of my testing indicated that there was a problem. I didn't have any, there was no problems with my blood work. I didn't have diabetes or anything like that, and so there didn't seem to be any issue, but nevertheless they put us through that. So I think in the prenatal setting, when you're pregnant and you're going through this, it can be kind of scary and kind of daunting, and there's something to be said about the process that's not respected, and that I think sets the mother up for a lot of anxiety and stress throughout her pregnancy, which the baby of course can feel, I believe. They might not have the same level of consciousness, but they certainly can feel your stress hormones, and certainly feel those kinds of things. And it puts you through a tremendous amount of anxiety and fear, and that's going to increase the length of your labor, and that's also going to increase the pain that you experience when you do go into labor. So first thing that they did, was, like I said, they put us through a bunch of ultrasounds, and then, they decided they wanted to induce labor. Well, I told the doctor, well, he's not really, this was before he was even past due, by the way. And I said, he's not due yet. I want to wait. So the doctor says to me, well, you know, April, there's nothing worse than having birth or giving birth to a dead baby. So I said,
are you kidding me?
No, I swear to God, that's what he said to me. And so I, of course, I mean, you know,
freaked me out.
Where's
his bedside manner? I mean, that is the most, that's, mm-hmm. that right there is, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was, I mean, I was 9 months pregnant. I was at the end. I was due in 3 days. I had no I had no blood pressure problems. I had nothing. So there was no reason for him to be concerned. It was just for his own convenience, I believe, that he wanted to set up the, induction of labor. So I didn't do it, but of course I'm a mess. I'm totally freaking out. And then a week later, Aiden was past due, and he convinced me to go back in for an induction. I did, and I went in to be induced. The nurse starts giving me the medicine to induce the labor. So Pitocin is another thing that is used in birth a lot, and that is to induce labor to speed up the process,
right.
Or in some cases to schedule them.
And what is Pitocin, so the listeners understand what that actually is?
Well, it's a type of medicine. I mean, they put it in an IV. I don't exactly know what classification of medicine it is, but it's a drug that is used to induce labor.
From what I understand, Pitocin takes away from the other hormones which are released, such as oxytocin, mm-hmm. and prohibits a bond, if you will, with the birthing process between the mother and the child. Now, that's not to say that you're not bonded to the child, regardless.
Right.
But from what I understand, Pitocin is a derived hormone, an artificial hormone, that takes away from the body's natural production of oxytocin, which is the hormone of love.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some research to show that Pitocin, or women who receive Pitocin during labor, have a harder time bonding with their baby, and that their babies are more likely to have postpartum depression as a result of it.
Right.
And also, there is some correlation with Pitocin and autism, as well as ultrasounds. That was another thing that I didn't know. And like I said, they were setting us up to have all of these ultrasounds just because he was a big boy and they wanted to check on it. I don't know what their purpose was, but that was what they did. And so they sent me in there to have this induction of labor. Then the nurse examines me and she says that he hasn't dropped to my cervix. She described me as being sky high. So the doctor comes in and he says, well, you know, we decided to induce this labor because she had high blood pressure. The nurse is, you know, like, what are you talking about? And so he walks out of the room, literally doesn't even look at me, okay? Walks out of the room. She's chasing him down the hallway and says, she doesn't have high blood pressure. She doesn't have high blood pressure. Why'd you induce labor? I can hear them, okay? And then so she comes in a little bit later and says, he wants me to stop. So I had been induced labor. I was going through contractions because they had artificially given me this hormone, the Pitocin, and he stopped it.
Folks, we'll pick it right back up there when we come back. And remember, folks, this is not the exception of the rule.
No.
This is the norm, unfortunately.
Very normal.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're talking with April Bowden tonight, Truth or Talk. And this is the realest of the real conversations on birth and trauma and life. The reason why we're all here. And she was just getting into this crazed mad scientist. Pitocin. All right, wait.
Yes.
Her blood pressure's not high. Well, stop the Pitocin.
What happened next? Well, what happened next was I continued to contract for several hours, even though they had to stop it. But since the drug was still going in me, I had been contracting, and they sent us home, my husband and I. And so I was instructed to walk, take a walk. This is what a lot of people had given me the advice to do, take a walk and see if you can't actually get the baby to drop naturally. So we went to the LA Zoo. I walked around, and sure enough, a couple days later, he started to come naturally. I went into natural labor. We went back to the hospital, where unfortunately I did have to deal with I lovingly refer to him as Dr. God Complex, because I felt that he did believe that he caused all these babies to be born, even though despite him, I would say they were all born. But anyway, so I went back into the hospital. They had put me in this wheelchair to take me up to the floor with this really old man who was a volunteer working for the hospital, and he proceeded to take me to the wrong wing. He got lost because he said that they were doing rebuilding, they were doing construction or something like that. And so my husband said, well, let me take her. I think I know where to go. And he said, no, that's against hospital policy. We can't do that. I have to be the one to take her to the delivery room. So finally, you know, so I'm sitting here contracting, about 8 centimeters dilated at this point, because once he was ready to come, and he was just coming. And it wasn't, you know, we didn't need any Pitocin. But when they finally got me up to the delivery room, when this older gentleman figured out where to go, they went ahead and gave me Pitocin anyway, even though I was already in active labor and I didn't ask for it. I wasn't consented either. They just stuck me into an IV saying that it was going to be used for my hydration, and then went ahead and put Pitocin in there. Then Dr. God Complex comes into the room without so much as giving me eye contact, goes in, breaks my water, doesn't say a word, doesn't tell me what he's doing. I look at my husband and said, did he just break my water? He said, yeah. And then he exits, okay? So most of the delivery, or most of the contracting and pushing I did with the nurse present, the doctor wasn't even in the room, which might have been a good thing. And then the anesthesiologist came in to attempt to give me an epidural. Over an hour, he spent poking my spine. I think my husband counted at the end of it, 22 marks in my spine. And he never successfully delivered one because it just hurt so much. I told him to stop, and then ended up having Aiden naturally. Or I think they gave me some codeine or something just to handle the stress, or Valium. I don't know. They gave me something, but, I didn't have any painkillers. So he did end up coming out naturally, and he was a big boy. As I said before, he ended up being 9 pounds and 9 ounces. He was perfectly healthy. He had a 9-9 Apgar score. He had weird number coincidences. He was born on 4/15, the date, at 4:15 in the afternoon, and he was 9-9 at weight. He also had 9-9 Apgar scores, which is, they kind of do an assessment of you after you're born to see how biologically well you're doing, and 10 is the highest. So he was very healthy. And so anyway, they took him away from me without letting me breastfeed him. And first, which is what they're supposed to do, and which I had asked them to do, but they just took him, they weighed him, they start, and this is a great how you do when you first get into the world, that you're put on a cold plastic bassinet with bright lights, and you're looking at all these people who aren't your mother, and they're poking you, and they're prodding you, and they're examining you, and pulling at things apart, and it's just, I can only imagine how stressful that is. They took him down the room to do whatever it is they do. And of course, right after you've given birth, you know, I was exhausted. I didn't even have the energy to ask. They took me into the recovery room. I waited for him to be brought to my room. And as I said before, he's my second child. So everybody was home with my oldest. He was 2 years old at the time. So I was all by myself in the room. Everyone had left me to sleep. And so I'm asking for my son Aiden. I'm asking the nurses as they're coming round the clock into my room to check on me where he is. And they're saying, oh, we don't know. We'll check. We'll find out. We'll check. 6 hours I wait. They didn't deliver him to me. I kept calling. I'm on the phone saying, you know, where's my son? They keep saying, we'll check, we'll check, we'll check. Finally, 6 hours later, they bring him in. A nurse comes in and says, we pricked his heel and found that he had low blood sugar. So we decided to give him formula to lower his blood sugar. He's fine now. And I was upset because I said, well, I wanted to breastfeed. Why did, you know, I told you guys not to give him formula. And so she said, well, you know, sorry, we had to do that. And I said, okay, fine. She didn't even say anything. That's right. I said, okay, well, I guess if you had to, then, you know, you had to, so whatever. He was able to latch on. I didn't have any problems nursing, so I kind of just let it go. The next day, when everybody had come back to visit me in the hospital, my husband's looking at the chart, and I had explained to him what had happened about how, you know, they had taken 6 hours to come up, and, you know, that she had told me he had low blood sugar and all of that. And he looks at the chart, and he's kind of looking at me sort of strange, and he goes, it doesn't say that at all. It actually says that they couldn't find you. They didn't know where your room was. And so the baby got hungry, and that's why they gave him the formula. So they kept him for 6 hours, and then they lied to me after they returned him about why they had him and why they had to give him formula. And I don't... Okay, so that was, you know, traumatizing emotionally, and it kind of freaked me out, and I didn't really know what to do with it. So I told the next nurse that was on staff. She happened to be the head nurse, and she said, well, I don't know what nurse you're talking about. You, do you have her name? I said, I don't know her name. I mean, I just delivered. I was all by myself. I mean, I didn't think to ask her, but she, you know, this is what she looked like. And I described her. She says, I don't know who that was. That must have been a temp. So I never did find out who that nurse was. And eventually, you know, the next day or so, the doctor, Dr. Gog Complex, had returned, and I don't remember consenting or being asked, but he went ahead and did circumcise Aiden. So he went through basically the entire medical ringer. We both did through this entire process of delivery. And so the first one, as I said before, was also born in a hospital, but I had a different doctor. It wasn't quite the same experience. It wasn't nearly as traumatic. And so I do believe that these things that are done, these interventions, and not just that, but the emotional stress that it puts you under sets the stage for things like autism and disease. Because my oldest son, he was also vaccinated. He didn't regress into autism, but Aiden did. And he was the one that did have a negative reaction. Because then later, 13 months, you know, I was able to put that trauma behind us. I never quite... obviously never forgot about it, and it was a big deal, but I was able to put it behind us because he did start to nurse. He did seem to be developing well. He was walking and talking and doing all those things very, very early at a year old, but it was at 13 months when he went back for his well baby check, received the MMR vaccine and the chickenpox vaccine on a single day, that then he started to regress and show these signs of autism. So for years of research and doing a lot of personal, you know, struggling with this and doing research for, you know, at home, just observing my son, I do believe that there's a whole picture to it. It's not just the vaccines that are causing it, but it's everything that's causing it. It's the answer to what's causing autism is yes. Everything that the medical industrial complex throws at you is what's causing it, and every other disease that's out there. And certainly vaccines are the biggest scourge on humanity because those are causing it the most of everything, because even with all of that, we would have been able to recover had it not been for the vaccine. So he regressed. He started to regress at 13 months when he received MMR and chickenpox vaccine, and then by some Jedi mind trick that the doctor, the pediatrician, had put on us, we allowed him to be vaccinated again. He regressed more, and then when he was at the age of 3, and he was already diagnosed with autism, they were sending him to school to be programmed, and that's where he was to receive his speech therapies and his occupational therapies and his programs of that nature. We couldn't get them otherwise. We had him vaccinated one more time in order to enter school, and he regressed yet again. And so then he went to school and didn't perform well. Well, big surprise, because he had been vaccinated so many times, and also it was not the right setting for him. So...
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com. Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
Make some phone calls maybe this segment?
Yeah, sure.
Sure, we would love to hear from you about your experience or lack thereof in this realm. 800-313-9443, the troll-free number to join us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443. And, folks, we got a major announcement coming up on Friday night, and you definitely want to stay tuned for that. It's an important announcement that we're going to be making Friday. We've decided on it after giving it some serious thought, and we'll be doing that on Friday night on the Bob Tuscan Show. So, April, where do we go from here? What's next?
As far as how are we going to what are we going to do about all this?
Yeah, because, I mean, at the end of the day,
we
can talk about all this, but what right. do we do? How do we stand up and say, you know, no, and we're going to choose to protect ourselves and our families and so on and so forth?
I think you have to get out of these institutions. As far as if you can keep the child out of the institution to start by you not putting the stamp on them, you know, the mark of the beast with the birth certificate and with the toe prick and all of those types of things, then that's the best case scenario. If you have gone that route and your child has been institutionalized, put in school and put through the hospital experience and stuff like that, you know, the best thing to do is to start weaning them out of that system as much as you can. I think just by avoiding it is where we go from here. And understanding that you do have more control than you think you do. You have the power to take care of your own health. And that's where women can empower themselves as far as having healthy children, is by starting with a healthy body yourself. And then right. you have a healthy baby. You have better chance at having a healthier baby, you know, going with a midwife. Because you're in control once you have a midwife. I think not only are they just more respectful because they're taught to do this one thing, whereas doctors are trained in a smattering of this and that. And OBGYNs are surgeons. They're not, so they're meant for crisis prevention. They're not really... They don't know any better than a midwife does. In fact, most of the time they know less about actually delivering. So they're handy if you do have to have an emergency and you do have to have a C-section and things like that. But if you don't, then there's really no reason to do that. So going that route empowers you in a lot of ways. And a lot of times it's because you're in charge, not the insurance companies, which means you may have to pay for it yourself and you won't get it covered. And that's unfortunate. But, you know, don't. Instead of asking for a baby shower, ask people to help you pay for your midwife. You know, instead of buying you all these things that you probably won't use, baby cakes and things, you know, all these plastic diapers and things like that, get yourself some cloth diapers and ask people to help you pay your midwife bill. These are the kinds of things that we can do to get out of this mess. Just the best we can avoid getting in it in the first place.
Do you know who Bill Handel is by chance?
I don't. No, who's he?
Okay. He's a talk radio host out of California, out of the L.A. area. He's mm-hmm. on KFI, and he does a legal show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does a legal show where he has people call up, and it's nationally syndicated. It's on 200-plus radio stations on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And you call up, and you ask him legal questions. We don't have enough time tonight, but I'm going to send you this link. And okay. The listeners can find it by going to my YouTube channel. I decided to call him up and ask about the legal requirement to give your son or your daughter the mark of the beast, the number,
mm-hmm.
When they're born.
Right.
It turned out to be quite the humorous phone call. Here, I'm gonna send you the link right now. Because
I can imagine
you have a sense of humor,
I do.
I think you'll get a kick out of this. We don't have enough time to play it. You know, I'm gonna play just a clip while we're waiting for some calls here. Let's play, Mr. Producer, if you can line up the Bill Handel show clip about, because it really hits home for all of these topics that we've announced thus far tonight. I'm gonna play just a brief clip here. Go ahead, Mr. Producer.
Bob. Hello, Bob. Sound like I'm calling
Hello,
a call center. Yes.
Hello, Bill.
Yes, sir.
I have some good friends that had a home birth with their son who was born not too long ago. And they didn't want to have the baby born in the hospital because the hospital will microchip the child, circumcise them, and vaccinate the heck out of them. And nobody wants that.
Wait a sec. Well, hospitals, anyways, wait. Hospital's not going to circumcise a child unless parents give permission.
I know, but
chip the child?
It's the mark of the beast.
Ah, got it. So are you saying that that's what they're going to do, or are you simply relating that's what your crazy friend is saying?
Well, I tend to sympathize with their position.
Exactly. All right, mark of the beast. That's is that the circumcision? or is that
No, the mark of the beast is the microchip. The
microchip.
It's the mutilation. You know, we cringe at female circumcision.
Yes, we do.
For some reason, it's okay.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Female circumcision.
My moil, by the way, is in jail right now, in case you wondered.
Your what?
My moil's in jail right now, in case you wondered.
And why is that?
Because he was involved with some shady dealings.
All right, so there you go. There's just a clip. It goes on and on and on. I was being a little tongue in cheek there, but
But what did he say? Did he give you any about the legal ramifications of not having a birth certificate?
He claimed that you are legally required to have a birth certificate and social security number.
Who says?
Exactly. I asked him where he says, well, if you don't want to have a job, and then he used the old rhetoric. Well, right. if you don't want to have a job or a license and blah, 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 and all that old rhetoric. But as far as I'm concerned, there is no legal requirement.
I think
and
it's
who
more
cares
than
about the legality?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think that there, I don't believe that there is, as far as you're concerned, but it's not even, you know, I'm pretty certain that you can go as far as you can through all the legal, jargon and books and everything else and find it nowhere that it's an actual requirement. So as far as I've been told and as far as the research that has been sent to me by somebody who does a show on your network.
You mean the guy who's off this thing?
Huh?
You mean the guy who's coming on next?
Yes. Yeah, that guy.
the guy who's speaking at the Free Your Mind Conference April 10th, 11th, and 12th. Shameless.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's
his? Because I asked him. Yeah, Clint Richardson. I was on his show before, and he was on our show before, and I knew he'd probably have handy dandy notes on that, which he did, and
sure.
He pointed out that no, you know, there's really nothing that requires you to have it, and I, as far as I can tell, he's right. I haven't received anything that said that it's a requirement. So.
Yeah. I mean, we could. That's a whole different show, really.
But. Oh, sure, yeah. But I mean, that's. But my point is, are you saying where do we go from here? It's really about if you are aware because you're listening to Bob Teske and you're listening to people who are talking about that. I mean, you don't have to just take our word for it. You can just look into it and see which way you want to go. I certainly don't care what people do with their lives if they do it willingly. But that's the thing is that it's not. If you're going through a process just because the insurance company tells you that you have to, or because this guy on this radio show, this handle dude, is saying, "Oh, you have to because you need to get a job," and doesn't really give you any other explanation or any really valid point, then and you don't want to, then you should know what kind of rights you have. So that's the way I see it.
Agreed. Well, folks, if you want to find more on April and her. Truth or Talk, which covers a lot of topics. You know, I didn't mean to pigeonhole us tonight into this one topic, but, you know, this is very important. Where can they find you?
We're at truthortalk.com. They can listen to us on UCY.TV Sunday nights, 2 p.m. Pacific or 5 p.m. Eastern time. It's a weekly radio show or podcast, whatever the kids are calling it these days. And they can find my personal blog, aidensrecovery.blogspot.com.
Awesome. Well, I know you must be tired and busy with that little one, with all the kids, you know. So, or they're not kids, folks. That refers to a baby goat. So, all your loved ones, and we thank you for taking the time out of your busy mom schedule and truther schedule to join us tonight on the show, April.
You bet, Bob. Anytime.
All right, take care. We'll do
you
it again.
All right.
Folks, tomorrow night we will be back at it. And then Friday night we got that big announcement. Check out the FreeYourMindConference.com. Love you.
Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.